up over there?
He sure did, and he left all the snow in the North Pole here.
Well, we had a pretty sunshiny day here.
God, it's been cold up here, and it's tonight it's going to be 20 below zero, they say.
I went out and spent most of the day in the open air and walked a good long mile. It took me 19 minutes, and they said that was a perfect sign that you were in bad health. And tonight I came in and had a bite to eat and took some of my office folks out and walked another good mile. Just came in. Teddy Kennedy's calling me and left word he wanted to talk to me about the Senate leadership.
Yeah, he called me too.
Well, tell me, what about it? They said that you and Muskie had endorsed him over the radio, somebody told me.
He's been calling around to a number of people saying that...
I haven't talked to him or haven't talked to another human, but somebody said that while I was over Atlanta that they had on the radio that Teddy had announced and said in his announcement that the Vice President and Muskie had endorsed him or recommended him or something to that effect.
Well, what he has done is to call a number of us. He called me the day before yesterday. He told me he was giving thought to challenging Russell Long for the majority whip position. Wanted to know what I thought about it. Wanted to know what how I viewed that job. I told him that, as you would expect, that there's two different jobs. One when there's an administration that you're a part of, and one when you're in the opposition. And that I had only had the chance to be majority whip during the time that there was a Democratic administration. That I thought it did impose some confinement upon your activities, but that it was a responsible position and one that gave you a chance to participate in what was really going on. I said to him that that I talked to Muskie about it earlier, that Muskie had indicated to me that he, Muskie, was interested in it. And then as I read the press, it was that Muskie wasn't sure whether he was interested in it or not. And then I advised Muskie that if he was going to go after it, he ought to let people know and go after it and take the chance of defeat, which was one of the possibilities, but to be willing to stand up to it, or either that or let the press know he wasn't going to go. I said, Ted, that's exactly my advice to you. If you're going to do it, you got to recognize that it's an uphill fight, that the tendency of the Senate is to go along with its leadership. But if you're going to do it, you ought to call the people that are important, including the opposition, and let them know, and then go out after it. That's about all. He said he, at that time, that day before yesterday, that he wasn't sure what he was going to do yet. He just wanted to visit with me, that he was going to visit with a number of his senatorial colleagues. This morning he called me at 10:30 and said to me that he had decided that he was going to go. And he told me the ones that he had called, and from Mansfield to Symington to Danny Anoya to... Magnus and Warren Magnuson and Howard Cannon. He told me that two or three of them were doubtful as to what they were going to do, and that he thought he had about 27 votes. He didn't think he had enough yet, but he thought that he had a good chance. And he wanted me to know that he was going to proceed, and that he'd hope that that I could look upon his efforts with some friendship, some sympathy. And I said to him that, well, I'm not going to be involved in terms of lining up any support yet, but I want to wish you the best. And that was about it. A little later, Russell Long called me. And Russell told me that that he, Russell, had about 36 votes, is what he thought he had. And that was hopeful that that I'd be able to get Mondale to come out for him. And we just visited in general. Russell said he thought that that he could defeat Teddy's move. Later on, Mondale called me and told me that that he thought most likely he would try to keep quiet about it, but ultimately might vote for Teddy. He said that he was disappointed in Russell's work as majority whip last year, that is Russ Long's work. That's about where it is. Now, when the press is called about what our position is, I've merely said, well, I'm the president of the Senate, that this is a matter for the Senate to decide.
You told them, in effect, both the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Well, I thought that's what to say. That's what I would say if either one of them talked to me. I haven't talked to anybody except Teddy called and left word while I was gone. They told him I'd be back late this evening.
He has been very careful in calling. He called Dick Russell, he told me. I should have mentioned that to you. And I don't know whether he got a hold of Dick Russell or not, but he said he had called him. And also John Stennis and Jim Eastland. He said he thought he would call every senator just to let him know what he was going to do and hopefully to line up enough support. My advice to him was simply that it was an uphill fight, that I thought possibly he had as good a chance as anybody, that I had originally been somewhat sympathetic to Muskie's efforts, but that Muskie had decided apparently not to go, and that he had been...
Why did he do that? Why did he decide not to go?
Well, I think he just felt he didn't have the votes.
I would think Kennedy'd have the votes. I just looked over the list here. Bye would be for Kennedy. Church would be for Kennedy. Hart would be for Kennedy. Kennedy'd be for Kennedy. Mansfield would be for Kennedy. McCarthy.
No, I doubt so. It's not McCarthy.
McCarthy won't be for Kennedy?
No.
Well, I'll do that.
No, I don't think so. He's a good friend of Russell.
McGovern would be for Kennedy.
Yeah.
McIntyre.
Yeah.
Metcalf. Mondale. Muskie. Pastore. Pell, Proxmire, Symington, Tidings, Young.
Well, Symington didn't give him the commitment at all. He told me that he was doubtful about Symington and Howard Cannon, and Maggie didn't give him any commitment.
Tidings, Young of Ohio, Cranston, Hughes, Burdick, Fulbright would be for Teddy, wouldn't he?
I'm not sure, but I think so, yeah.
Gore would be. What about Harris?
I think he'd be boy.
Nelson?
Yeah.
Williams and Eagleton. That's 27.
That's what he said he's got.
Well, now, the only one you questioned there was Simon.
Yeah, and he told me himself that when he talked to Stu, that Stewart was doubtful. That Stewart said he just had some previous conversations with Russ Long, and he'd have to think it over.
Now, for Long, you'd have Anderson, the two birds, possible Cannon, possible Dodd, possible, of course, Eastland, Elder Irwin, possible Hartke, Holland, Jordan, Long, Magnuson, perhaps McClellan, Montoya, Randolph, Russell. How would Moss and Rebikoff go?
I think they'd both go for Ted.
Well, you see, that would give him 29 if they did. He's got 27 and Moss. I would think both of them would go for him.
Yes.
Sparkman, Stennis, Talmadge, Allen, Gravel, how would Bible go?
Oh, he'd go for Russ Long.
So if Moss and Rebikoff's on finance, if Moss and...
That's a possibility there, I see you mean, yeah.
Moss and Rebikoff, if they...
But Ted Moss, I'm sure, will go for Ted.
And then these, how would Spong go?
Spong will go for Kennedy.
What about Jackson?
I think my view would be that unless the angle that I see, and that the one that Russ talked to me about, Russ Long, was that Dick Russell, as chairman of the Appropriations Committee, might, if he takes a hand, have a decisive effect upon some of these committee chairmen. And there is a tendency amongst the committee chairmen, as you know better than I, to hang together.
Yeah, but Dick Russell not going to be active anyway.
I didn't think so.
What about McGee?
That's the other one. Ted Kennedy told me that McGee, he thought, was opposed to him.
Yarbrough,
he was doubtful.
Well, you see, the way that is, assuming that you're right on Moss and Rebikoff.
Well, I'm sure I'm right on Moss. I'm not sure about Rebikoff because of the finance committee situation.
That's 29 to 24, which is 53 with four doubtful. But 29 wins it.
That's right.
And 24, Long only has 24. If he got every one of them, and he'd have to get folks like Hartke and Rebikoff and Dodd. I assume he would get Dodd.
Yes, I think he'd get Dodd.
Magnuson.
Sure.
He'd have to get Magnuson. That'd be 29 0 to 24. Now, if.
And that would leave, that'd leave five on 13.
If Russell and four. If Russell got all four of them, it'd be 28. It'd be Yarbrough, McGee, Jackson, and Spong. I think Spong would go with Kennedy.
I think he would too, because he was back there. But.
Now, I'm surprised that Nui would be for Kennedy over long.
Well, I think it's just because he got called. Now, those, you know how the. Now that's what Teddy told me, that he had had a talk with him and that he said he was for it. The ones he said he was doubtful of was Yarbrough and Gail McGee, Warren Magnuson, and Howard Cannon, and Stu Symington. Those are the five names that he mentioned to me that were doubtful. He did not ask me to call a single person. Just said he just wanted to give me a picture of it. I asked him how Mansfield felt, and he said that Mansfield was not going to make any statement, but that he thought that that from my information that Mansfield was very sympathetic to Teddy's efforts. Now, I thought that Muskie could have gotten this if he wanted to go after it, and I told him so. But Ed, I think, decided he'd rather make some speeches and make some money. He was afraid of it holding in there too much.
Well, do you actually have a preference?
I think the best man, as far as a man is concerned, would be Ted. I mean, Kennedy, I mean, as far as leadership is concerned. Because Russ kind of loused things up there last year. But my own view is that if we could ride it out for a couple of years, why, there'd be a better chance to take a pick, because I think that Mansfield most likely one of these days will want to give up that majority leadership post if he decides to quit. Maybe he won't decide to quit, but I've heard that he's always saying that he's going to. My private position on the basis of competence and on the basis of ideology, on the basis of the people that that helped me, but of course I'd have to I'd say that I'd have to be for Ted Kennedy. But on the basis of the sheer power of politics, it'd be better to have Russ Long. I think that Russ has loused it up so bad last year that he's lost a lot of his support.
What did he do?
Oh, God, he got in that big fight over the held the Congress up, you know, for that dollar donation for those, the political financing for several weeks. He got in that terrible squabble over Dodd. I'm speaking now of how he irritated Mansfield and some of those folks. And Russ had come to the Senate floor, regrettably, with a few snorts under his belt at times when the boys didn't like it too well. But he just didn't pack in too many friends, that's all.
You forget I talked to you. Don't tell a human I wanted to call Teddy and return his call, but I didn't want to do it on the basis of until I talked to you in the light of what Tim said he'd heard on the radio. And I gather that you told him about what I ought to tell him, that that's a matter for the Senate.
I think that's the best.
Russell hadn't called me, and nobody from his side, so I don't even know what he's thinking. He may think it he's got it, but it doesn't look like to me he's got it at all. It looks to me like Teddy's got it.
I told Russ today that I thought that he was overestimating his figures. He includes, from his point of view, Magnuson and Yarbrough and Gail McGee and Symington, all of those that Teddy expressed any doubt about, he, Russell, had listed on his list as being... For Russ Long. Now that may be the case because I can't imagine that Teddy would tell me about these fellows being doubtful unless he had reason to know that they were.
Well, I sure think that we ought to, if we can, stay absolutely out of it and let the Senate handle its own business as well as the House. Now,
yes.
I found this out. Udall was Secretary Udall was calling members today, asking them to vote for his brother. And McCormick just blew up, and they called down here, and I wasn't here, but they talked to him, told him what happened, and so Jim Jones called Barefoot Sanders, and Barefoot talked to Udall, and Udall said, yes, he had been calling, I said, well, do you think a member of the president's cabinet ought to be interfering in a legislative matter? We're going out to particular people who have served us and been loyal to us. Do you think we ought to be trying to dictate who their leaders would be? And Udall said no, he wouldn't do it anymore. So,
when I came... kept a million miles away from the speaker's thing because I felt that was... first of all, I'd never been contacted except by newsmen, and I just refused to talk about it at all. And I will say for Teddy, he didn't ask for any help. He was very careful about it. He just said, I just want you to know what I'm doing. And he said, I hope you're not opposed to this. And I said, no. I said, Ted, I'm not opposed to it at all. These are matters for you men to decide. I said, I went through this same exercise with Ed Muskie, and I told him of my experience with that. And I said, you're going to go for it. You better go hard, because I said, it's...